Welcome to The Father's Heart with Tom Clark, better known as Papa Tom.
Good morning, this is Papa Tom at The Father's Heart Talk Show. I probably have the most famous person we've ever had interview on The Father's Heart Talk Show today. It's the very famous Kevin Sorbo, who's a movie actor. He played Hercules in the past, and he's a director of movies. And we're not having him because of his fame here. We're having him because he has a heart after God, the Father. And this is The Father's Heart Talk Show, bringing the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest they smite the land with a curse, which Kevin is very aware of. And he is anti-woke. He is a Christian, and he is a believer. And but he's more than that. He really has a heart after God. And we're here because I found a kindred spirit with Kevin, because God took me out of financial services people, many of you know, and brought me into media. And in bringing me into media, he put me in the Air Force, doing work against the prince of the power of the air in media. So I write children's books, and Kevin's got children's books going, but he's much more successful than I am, obviously, in the media world. We have him here to share what God is doing, in his life personally, what God's doing in the people's lives that he interacts with, what God's doing in media, from movies all the way on down, across the whole spectrum of that, because the enemy has taken over mass mainstream media, fake news media, whatever you want to call them. They're producing fear, and God wants to introduce love, and his love is the truth. And Kevin, I'm so thankful you wore your purple shirt this morning, because that's the color of royalty. It's a combination of blue, which is truth, and red, which is love, and the intersection of blue and red is purple. And he's wearing his purple shirt, and I have a checkered purple shirt on. We're wearing our royal colors today, ladies and gentlemen. And with that, I want to introduce you to Kevin Sorbo.
Pleasure, but sir, I am not purple in my politics, that's for sure.
That's true.
I am not Colorado and all these other states that are getting more and more and more and more blue. And I believe in what made this America great, and our founding fathers were brilliant, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yes. So, in fact, just recently, it just come to mind, Trump just came out with a thing that said, "Make America Pray Again," which I thought was very interesting because of this week that it is leading up to Resurrection Sunday. He's calling upon the nation. And when did we have a president that called for the nation to pray?
Yeah, it's been a long time, probably since Reagan. Yeah. I don't know. So it's been a long time. I got a hat that says "Make America Florida," but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, so Kevin, I know you're a father of three. You got two boys and a girl and a beautiful wife, Samantha, Sam. Your children are homeschooled, which I thought was very interesting, and you don't send them to college. So you walk the walk. I mean, it's not something like you're saying one thing and doing another. You're completely, your whole life is involved with what God's doing, individually as a husband, as a father, and your activities. You're the most prolific person I've ever met, going around in media promoting The Firing Squad and all the other movies that you're involved with. God's given you a talent, and yet tell the audience a little bit about how it happened to you. I think it was 12 years ago, where your successful Hollywood career got knocked off a track because the agent wouldn't want to deal with you anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting in Hollywood. I mean, we all know they're hypocrites. They're just as bad as Washington, D.C. is. And my agent of many, many years, decades, called me in along with my manager and said they couldn't work with me anymore because of the things I was posting on social media. And I said, well, what am I posting? That's so mean and bad. I mean, I wasn't posting anger. Mm-hmm. I was posting truth and facts, which we know is kryptonite to Hollywood and Washington, D.C.
Sure.
And they said, we can't work with you anymore. And I laughed at them. I said, you know, you guys, you're the ones who scream for tolerance. You scream for freedom of speech. But we all know it's a one-way street with these people. And unfortunately, they said, you know, we don't think we can get you work anymore within Hollywood. And I did. I laughed at that. So I loved the industry. I wanted to keep doing what I was doing. And by that point, I'd already done a couple of wonderful films. One was called What If? Same writers that did God's Not Dead. They came out a few years later. I did another movie called Soul Surfer, The Life of Bethany Hamilton. I shot with Helen Hunt and Dennis Quaid. And those are certainly faith-based movies. And I said, you know, I'm going to continue down this road then. So my wife and I formed Sorbo Studios. Please go to sorbostudios.com. It's mm-hmm. easy to check out what my wife's doing, what I'm doing. It's our site together. Half of it's hers, half of it's mine. Or I should say a third, then one third in the middle is both of ours together. Mm-hmm. And that door was opened up, and I said, this is the movies I'm going to do. Through several studios, we're lucky to raise money at least once a year for movies, but a lot of other independent producers and directors come to me as well and want to work with me. So since I left Hollywood, I've shot 80, over 80 movies in my career, and I've probably shot over 50 easily since Hollywood gave me the boot.
What year was that? Do you remember? Share with the audience, how many years ago did you make this break with Hollywood?
It was back in 2012, so it's already 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you also did a recent documentary about how China, CCP, has overtaken Hollywood.
That's out right now, HollywoodTakeover.com. Please check it out. It's a wonderful documentary, and it's about the Chinese takeover of Hollywood, the Chinese takeover of our country. Let's face it, the majority of our debt is probably with China. They came and bought over 450,000 of farmland. Mm-hmm. They're farming on that land, and they're sending everything back to China. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest killer in America is a couple of different things. One would be fear, one would be apathy, and one would be greed. And they're willing to take a buck and sell our country out. And certainly, Washington, D.C. is doing it left and right. But Hollywood you got a 1.5 billion people in China. It's a huge market for them. And China says, if you want to show your movies in our country, you got to make sure that it's not anti-China in any way. It doesn't have to be pro-China. They would like to see pro-China things in there, but it can't do anything that degrades China. They don't mind degrading America in the movies over there. But, the perfect example of what they did with, let's say, Tom Cruise's Maverick, the sequel to Top Gun. They made them take off all of on his patch and jacket. I think it was a Taiwan patch they had on there. They said, you got to take that off, otherwise the movie won't show here. Of course, Hollywood bent over backwards and did everything they asked. So, the battle lines are drawn. We keep funding other countries that use our money to basically fight back to America. And, it's amazing to me that people aren't waking up in this country. They just sit back and they just worry about playing their video games or zoning out in front of the woke culture of what Hollywood's putting out in their movies and TV shows.
Is the CCP just against China, or is it even against anything that's anti-communist?
The CCP is against communism?
No, I'm saying if a movie shows something that's against communism, right, well, they want you to take that out of it.
Yeah, they don't want to do that. I mean, they don't want to show any, I mean, even in Maverick, I think it was an unknown enemy that they fought against.
So, yeah, exactly.
It's kind of funny what Hollywood will do for a buck. I remember Ricky Gervais was hosting the Golden Globes one year for the fifth time. And he kept saying, I don't know why they keep inviting me back here. They know I'm going to bash everybody in the front rows. And he said, he basically called all the A-list actors and A-list directors and producers of Hollywood that all have the front rows at these award shows and called them a bunch of whores. And he said, you guys, if ISIS came up with a film fund, you'd be the first to sign up. They got a lot of nervous laughter out there, but he's 100% right. They would sign up.
Yeah. So it's also, and anything against China, they won't support. Anything against communism, they won't support. I also suspect anything that's for God, they won't support. Is that true?
Of course not. You can't do that. You can't. I can't get any of my movies into China. There's no possibility that would ever happen. I've met Chinese over in America here that were Christians that had to go underground. If they didn't have, if they had open ceremonies, open whatever services dealing with God, they would have been arrested. So China's, they're hypocrites as well. Let's face it. They rule their people under the iron fist of communism, but they are a capitalist government. They love making money and taking money from other countries.
Mm-hmm. The thought that just strikes me that everything that God's doing in your life is about putting God into the movies, which is the opposite of that, and also making movies that are for faith and family, right? So the question that raises in my mind, and I know God's moving in this direction, so it's one of the reasons I want to take the conversation.
Right.
The Hollywood woke community gets its financing from a lot of banking sources, a lot of sources of capital they could tap into for the movies that they want to make. But somebody who wants to make a faith and family movie, there's very, very few sources of capital that they could tap in. Not the old ones, but there are new ones that are showing up on the screen, like Angel Studios and Epic, and I heard something about the Wonder Project. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but there's the Wonder Project was something I read about. Don't know anything about it personally, But the Wonder Project raised $75 million with a specific intention. And I think a friend of yours, Dallas Jenkins, is one of the investors.
Oh, I did hear something about that. I think he's working with the Irwin brothers on that.
Yes. And they create a fund of $75 million to start, like seed money, for financing the production of films, which I think is just the start. I mean, I really think God's going to move, has already started to move, and is going to draw billions of dollars, not just $75 million. That's just scratching the surface there. But crowdfunding is another way where I think Angel Studios and the Chosen People have broke new ground in raising money through crowdfunding. So these things that are changing and moving. God is, our Father is a very, is creator. So he creates different things in new ways all the time. Every day something's new, something creative, something that he's doing that he didn't do before. And one of the places where it greatly needs it is in the production of movies that are faith-oriented, family-oriented, and have God involved them in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, no question. I mean, crowdfunding isn't anything that's new. It's been around for a long, long time. It was very successful when it initially came out, but so many people ran to it, and it just really pretty much killed it. Very few places people were able to raise money through crowdfunding. Mm-hmm. With Dallas and The Chosen, it was an angel came out with a slightly different model where you have to really put together a solid sizzle reel. I think Dallas spent $250,000 to $300,000, which I believe was raised through his church out of Chicago, to put together a sizzle reel, you want to call it, like a 12 to 15 minute little miniature movie to show this is what The Chosen is going to look like. Mm-hmm. And they worked very hard putting it together. They did a great job with it. They brought it to Angel. Angel went out to its mass following that got built up even more and more because of The Chosen. But they said, hey, if you want to see something like this, then help donate to give us $5, $10. Well, of course, some people threw in $10,000 at the money, but they raised tens of millions of dollars. And that was unheard of at the time. Mm-hmm. And so this thing now is just sort of working on its own. I believe they're on their fourth season, maybe fifth season of filming right now. And they're shooting as we speak, just outside of Dallas, Texas. They have a studio up outside of Provo, Utah as well. Mm-hmm. But that thing has become a beast unto itself. And I know Dallas, he directed the movie I did called What If? Mm-hmm. Which was funded by his father, Jerry Jenkins. Now, What If is a movie that I shot that I think is much better than God's Not Dead. It's the same writers. But once again, shows the battle with the independent movies that are in the $2-4 million range, which is Catering Budget and Pirates of the Caribbean. Those are $300 million movies that have $100 million advertising budget that we're up against. So how do we get these small movies out there? Well, Angel found a way, but you have to come in. You have to come in with a really solid sizzle reel, miniature movie, to really get them to even show it to their followers before they even begin to try to raise money for it. So it's tough to break down that door with Angel as well. And, you know, I understand it because most movies do fail. Most movies don't make money. Mm-hmm. And Hollywood is proof of that. Look at the woke world of Disney. They're going to lose well over $1 billion from last year's movies they put out there. And people are tired of the agenda that they're trying to shove down their throats. And so it's with you know, Angel, they got a lot going on. I think that's why they jumped on board, along with the Irwins, who have been very successful, to do what you just mentioned now with this Wonder thing. And
Kevin, we need to take a break.
We can tap into it because we got a culture war on our hands, and we got to fight that battle.
We'll be back in a moment to talk about the cultural war, what we're doing, and what God's doing to battle the cultural war in America today. We're back with Kevin Sorbo. And we just are talking in the first segment we were doing had to do with the cultural war that we're in. I want to speak to that for a moment, that this cultural war is really a psychops war. It's really in the theater of the mind. And the enemy uses media in all its different forms, everything from newspapers to TV to movies, everything that they can use that's media-based in the cultural war to try to turn the nation against God, take God out of everything, attack the family, attack fathers. That's the Father's Heart Talk Show. And the principal move is to attack fathers to take them out of the family. This cultural war that we're in is woke versus anti-woke. And its effect in the movie industry specifically, in media in general, in the movie industry and specifically, and particularly the two areas we want to address is the funding of the creation of the movies. And then after that, we'll discuss the distribution or the funding of the distribution of the movies. Because you can make a fantastic movie and it doesn't get distributed. It's like stays in the can and nobody knows that it exists. So there's two levels to it.
I got a perfect example. That's Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom was shot 5.5 years ago. They could not get that movie out there anywhere.
Right.
And it just happened to be the timing with Angel Studios that came in and said, we'll take it. But they had already sold the movie to Disney, of all places. Disney certainly wanted to hide that movie because it dealt with child sex trafficking, which I believe Hollywood is all for. Mm-hmm. And so they finally got it back. And they needed, you're talking about distribution, they needed to get, they got the distribution through Angel and the funding there, but they needed to get the $65 million just to break even on that movie.
$65 million.
And the following that Angel Studios has, people flooded to see these movies. But the second kick was Hollywood came out against the movie.
Right.
So I don't care what side you are politically, left or right. I think the vast majority of people in the world are against having sex with five-year-olds. But apparently Hollywood is not. So they attacked it. And everybody on the both sides said, the heck with you guys. And they gave it this other huge second wave of support that propelled it to like $175 million, I think it was, which is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So if you get positive word of mouth, God's Not Dead was that. God's Not Dead was a $2 million budget. It made $140 million. That was all word of mouth. That was all word of mouth. And that's what we need all the time for these good independent movies that not only that I'm fortunate enough to be part of, but other independent producers that have wonderful family and faith movies as well.
Yeah. So let's complete the loop with the funding part of it, for the funding for the creation of the movie. All right. Because there are decision makers that have to decide which movies they're going to put into production. Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, you and I have started to work on a movie ourselves. We'll do that later, but the whole point is we need to get funding for it. And the funding is conditional. Basically, it's a step-by-step process. They want to know who the director is. They want to know who the lead actor is. They got the script has to be written. And then and there's a decision-making process. And there are people in, how should I say this, decision-makers in Hollywood decide what movies they want to make, which is going to be, as we said before, woke. And so they're not interested in anything that has to do with family, faith, or God. Forget about it. They're not going to even fund it. But there are other sources showing up on the horizon. Angel Studios, Chosen, The Wonder Project, Epic. Epic Studios is one of the ones that you're getting involved with, right? Now, here's an interesting little sideshow, in a sense. But I was just doing a lot of reading, which I do all the time, and because I got a financial background as well, and some of the things I do in the financial services industry. Trump just came out with a offering of Truth Social that was tied into, I think it's called Trump Media and Technology and Media Group. That's it, Technology and Media Group. Ticker symbol is DJT. Obviously, his initials because he knows how to brand himself. But the interesting part of it was that if you listen to the analysts, they're all talking about, this is Trump, Truth Social. What they're not talking about is the biggest piece of that new company is the funding of new projects. Faith and Family Events Project. But they don't even know what's going on. His net worth went from like whatever it was, is a multi-billionaire to begin with in real estate, comes out with this stock, and the initial offering was, I think, around $40 a share, and he was worth like $3.8 billion based upon that number. And then he goes public, and it doubles in price. It goes up to $80 a share. All of a sudden, he's now worth like $8 billion liquid, $8 billion on top of the real estate. And a sideshow on that, by the way, just as anecdotally, is the $450 million that they said that he had to come up with the bond for that ridiculous lawsuit up in the Southern District of New York, right? An appellate judge comes in and says, you don't need $450, you only need $175. And I don't have to go to the bank and worry about the $175 because I just got $8 billion of liquidity. You know, I can use the collateral of the stock. I'll write you a check for $175. And all of a sudden, the left goes crazy because they said, you know, how does this guy get away with it? He should be in jail for a ridiculous, stupid, you know, he doesn't even do anything wrong. And that's my opinion, it was coming from. But they're worried about how he gets away with the idea that they reduce the ridiculous bond. The bond, by the way, is simply to post the bond so that he could go take the case to another court. other words, he's objecting to the ruling. In order to object to it, he needs $175 million before it was it's unbelievable what it was. But now he can do it, and God opens the door for him time and time again, where he reduces the cost down. They give him 10 more days. In the 10-day period that they gave him, all of a sudden his stock goes public. He's been waiting 3.5 years for this, by the way. And pertinent to this conversation with you and I, and you may not be aware of this, but something I've been studying, once a company like that becomes public and they offer more stock to the public, they are allowed to take in an infusion of capital. He could be taken in $400 or $500 million, right? Could be taking a couple $1 billion of new capital infused into that company. Then they have to make a decision. I think Devin Nunes is the president of that new operation. But it's not just to promote social media, which he's already done with Truth Social, and it's a revenue producer. It's now is all new capital to get involved in the production of new media, which includes movies, by the way. And I read a little side thing on Trump, where he went back to him about 30 years ago, and they said, I'm not sure it was 30 years ago, he said, had you not started in real estate, where would you have put your time and energy? And you know what he said?
I have no idea.
Media. He says, I would like to be in movies. That's his, that statement out of his own mouth. He'd want to be in movies if he was not in real estate. Now he's got a fund of billions of dollars to go back into movies. And I guarantee you it's not going to be funding woke movies.
No.
God's got his heart, and he's taking him to the place. He's right down that track where he has God's anointing upon him, and he understands the political thing. He understands what's happening with business, and he understands how to use media to promote in the cultural war the opposite thing. Everything that, because I know you told me, he's your golfing buddy, so you know him personally, and he would support the things that you do because he only believes in you, he believes in what you're doing. And now you're not aware of this going forward, but I'm just sharing with you from what I've researched that he may have a fund to do that. So you add that to the mix of Angel Studios, Epic Studios, Chosen, Wonder Project, and now this DJT thing is a whole new thing. It wasn't there a week ago.
Well, I hope I hear from them because I got good movies. Here's the thing. I meet very, very wealthy people because I do a lot of charity golf events.
Sure.
And they also bring celebrities to play in his events. They know where I stand. And I tell them all the time, I said, you know what? You're worth $5 billion. What's $3 million to you? And I'm saying just throw your $3 million bucks at me. You'll get your money back. But we got a culture war. And every little bit of what these independent producers out there are making are a way to at least chip back at these massive $200, $300 million movies that Hollywood does. And they've already got the distribution because they've already got all the channels to do it. And Walt Disney said back in the 1950s, movies and TV will influence our youth. He said that in the 50s.
It's true.
And we've seen that played out even more and more even now, where they're getting their woke stuff across, their hate, their anger, their over-sexualization, their violence. And it's totally affecting what's going on in our youth today. And it goes all the way down from kindergarten through our universities as well, our public school systems, our universities. Bill Maher came out last month and said, do not send your children to American universities. So what is that saying when it comes to somebody who's, he's not as left as the rest of the left. He's like a JFK Democrat. And JFK, by the way, would be a Republican today. If you don't believe me out there, go listen to his 1960 inauguration speech. But anyway, we do have a fight in our hands, and we need people's help to support it. People need to wake up to realize that we got a battle, and we're not going to fight back. We're going to keep losing it like we're losing it right now.
That's true. We have been losing it, but I really, my hope and trust, obviously, is the same as yours, is that God's going to change it, move it around. You mentioned about wealthy people. When I was in the financial services industry and I would present an investment to people, the first question that I'd be asked, one of the first questions from the investor's point of view is, how do I get out? What's my exit strategy?
Yep.
See? And so one of the things, the reason why billion-dollar people would be thinking about putting money into a movie is to come up with the answer is, what's your distribution? I'll give you the money to make the movie, right? How is it going to do in the box office? How is it going to do through the distribution? And since Hollywood has it locked up in terms of the distribution. That's one of the things that these independent film members have a problem with. They not only have the problem raising the money to create the movie itself, the production aspect of it, but they also are not tied into the loop for the distribution of it.
Yeah.
There was a different group called Phantom Events that has been out there. And my wife and I continuously for the last 2 years, I've gone to the movies every once in a while on Monday or Tuesday night in the local theater we have here in Lake Norman. And the theaters during Monday and Tuesday would play these Christian movies through Phantom Events, play these low budget films. And because it wasn't popular on Friday and Saturday and the weekend, they were able to come in on the Monday and Tuesday and stop the process. And they had, maybe half the movie would be filled up. The Kendrick Brothers, I think, out of Atlanta. There's a whole bunch of people, there are independent people that put together these low-budget films that would show on a Monday or Tuesday night. Firing Squad might end being in that loop as well. I'm not sure how it would go. But until it gets traction, you can find Phantom Events as being a distributor of the movies on Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back in a moment again with Kevin Sorbo, and we're going to talk more about distribution and how the cultural war we were in can be won, because we know in the end we do win.